Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat about the all-new collectible motorsports trading cards from Sprint Car Trading Cards with Drake York. Then we'll preview the ASA CorvetteParts.net Glass City 200 at Toledo Speedway with Charles Crawl. And we'll have a conversation about all things dirt late model with Richard Allen from MotorsportsReport.net. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, you may know him as a motorsports broadcaster on the USAC and the Flow and all kinds of other motorsports. But now we get to see the expert side of him in motorsports souvenirs, specifically in trading cards. Drake York, welcome back to the show, buddy. Great to have you on. And I'm really pumped about this. The souvenir collectible business is something that's near and dear to my heart. And it's something that, you know, fans that once they catch the bug of motorsports enough to get that first one, will get more. And from trading cards, gosh, I go back to the Topps days with the Johnny Benches, Pete Roses, Dan Marinos on the football side, things like that. What is going on with trading cards now in motorsports? You seem to be right there on the leading edge. What's up?
Well, there's a lot going on. And, you know, one of my great friends or people I've gotten to know from Australia with Matt and Tamika with Sprint Car Trading Cards, they just started up pretty recently and been having a lot of success with it, too. And, you talk about the old days of baseball trading cards. And, you know, I have, you know, packs that I found along the way from NASCAR in the 90s, you know, with all the crew chiefs and, you know, everybody on that. And, you know, IndyCar has been having that come around lately. The dirt side of racing is starting to get onto it too. And, the Sprint Car Trading Card deal in Australia too, you know, I'm very passionate about the racing over there. I think it's, right up there with some of our racing back here in the US. And, you know, they were nice enough to send me a few packs. You know, we smashed up a video together and, I've been enjoying the heck out of them. I'm really, you know, itching to get a few more because, you know, they're really well done. You know, you think it would come out of a Topps or a Parkside factory.
Yeah, hold on just a second. Drake York, motorsports broadcaster by day, and I guess, you know, in downtime, you know, really developing his trading card collection to go along with what I'm told is one of the great memorabilia collections within the racing world that he has there at his place in Indiana. Drake York, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Well, back to the cards. You know, I remember there were different style Max trading cards in NASCAR, and you could get them with, you know, autographs, sometimes a piece of even racing equipment. Have they developed to that much? Are there different sizes, the black and white ones, color ones? What's the scoop on what folks should start, you know, looking for when they look for these new motorsports trading cards?
They started off with a, you know, kind of base pack, you know, just, you know, your average, you know, pictures of cars on tracks, action shots, if you will. But they've started to branch out recently. So I believe if you go to their website, sprintcartradingcards.com, you know, there's the Legends packs, which kind of have the legends of racing over there, and they've been doing new signed cards. They just put out a statement today about, I think it's 6 or 7 or something like that, drivers that they have for a signed signature series. Some of their big races over there, like the Aussie title and the Grand Annual Sprint Car Classic, which is one of my favorite races I go to every year, cards like that. So they've been kind of expanding lately, and it's been really interesting to watch.
On the ProFabrication.com hotline, Drake York, Flow Racing broadcaster and expert in motorsports collectible memorabilia, specific to these new trading cards that are Australian-based, sprintcardtradingcards.com. sprintcartradingcards.com, the logo or the site that you can go see, sprintcartradingcards.com. So, you know, we got to see Ian Madsen and Brooke Tatnell race over here. Are those some of the cats that we would recognize? And who are some of the others that we should be looking for if we get one of these packs and open it up? And lo and behold, we got cool stuff in it.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned Ian Madsen. He was actually one of, if not the first card I pulled out of my first pack when they sent me a batch of three over here. Like I said, they're still kind of expanding and getting some bigger names like Callum Williamson, who kind of rose to prominence over there a few years ago when he bested Brad Sweet and a few of the U.S. invaders one night there. And so some of those guys you'll start seeing trickle through there too. Caden Manders, who comes over here and races Midget Week with USAC the last two or three years. He's in there too. So, and you know, if you're even kind of halfway paying attention to the racing over there, like if you just turn on the classic every year, there's some guys in there you'll recognize for sure. And like I said, you know, they did a really good job even with just the base pack. So I'm really excited to see what other drivers they get and what other styles of cards we'll get here pretty soon.
Cannot wait. SprintCarTradingCards.com. Drake York, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I remember watching the video you did on your Instagram and just seeing the excitement of opening those up. Kind of describe those moments so the folks that haven't gotten into trading cards can know what that feels like when you start opening them up.
I'll kind of back up to about a year or so ago when IndyCar with the Parkside deal came along. And I didn't quite understand the thrill of it because I have a bunch of buddies who, you know, collect one of everything, you know what I mean? Between, you know, football, basketball, hockey, et cetera. Man, I opened up that first pack of IndyCar stuff. I just couldn't stop for a while. I would, you know, go out of my way, especially if I was at a race week, and buy like two or three of them up. And then, I saw the Sprint Car Trading Card deal come around. I thought it was super cool that, you know, not only they're racing over there, but just Sprint Car racing, the sport as a whole was getting stuff like that. And you got to remember too, these are coming from Australia. So like, they're like, great, it's coming sometime.
Well, where can we go to get them? And where can we follow along with you on your travels?
SprintCarTradingCards.com. That's where you can buy your packs. They're also on Instagram. They're really active on Instagram.
Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN At The Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At The Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. The opinions fly fast and furious each week on The Pit Reporters.
Every other major league sport has a playoff system, so I think the playoff system should stay. I do think there's maybe slight middle ground where there could be some changes that are made.
I do remember seasons where this championship had been decided well before the last few races, so it just isn't quite the same vibe that we have now.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Grab a friend and pack the cooler. Saturday night racing returns to North Wilkesboro Speedway October 18th for the Z-Max Cars Tour Championship. See rising stars like Keelan Harvick compete against short track racing's best in season finals for Pro Late Model, Late Model Stock, and the Smart Modified Tour. Party down North Wilkesboro style with the Z-Max Cars Tour Saturday, October 18th. For tickets, visit NorthWilkesboroSpeedway.com.
I wish I had another drink, I wouldn't be so hot to sing. I should have taken time to think. Besides, I got the picture straight. You must have had another date. I didn't need this extra way to wish that I could see.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At The Track, presented by Cookout. joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline to give us his insight and preview the ASA CorvetteParts.net Glass City 200 coming up this coming weekend at Toledo Speedway. Charles Krall, hey, welcome to the show. Have I got what are the exact dates so we get the folks there at the right place?
Well, this one's a really easy one for me to remember because it's my wife's birthday. It's Saturday, September 13th.
Saturday, September 13th. You got to get to Toledo. And this ASA Star Series has really, you know, made things exciting. Guys that have, working their way on up. I look at second and third in points, your point leader, the Canadian who seems to really be doing so well. Kind of give us a little bit of insight on who all is making things so exciting in ASA.
Well, Lenny, I'll tell you right now, it is Cole Butcher. It's, you know, he has had just such a phenomenal season. I think he's won four races and he's come close for a couple of others. He's, as a matter of fact, a couple of days before the Glass City 200, he's going to be making his NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series debut there at Bristol Motor Speedway with, the Hallmar Friesen Racing team. And, he's just got everything going for him right now. And just recently up at Owosso, I talked to him early in the day and I said, how's it going to go today? And he said, man, it's going to be a tough one. We're going to have to work for it today. And, saw him after the race and he finished third. And I said, yeah, man, you were right. You had to work for this one. And it, like, he was just so disappointed with a third place run. And, to me, that's a sign of a racer, man. I worked with Johnny Sauter for a year back in the day. And, I was thrilled as the PR guy when we had a second or third place finish. And Johnny, you couldn't talk to him. he's cut from that cloth.
Yeah, absolutely. Cole Butcher, points leader of the ASA, getting set to go with the ASA CorvetteParts.net Glass City 200 coming up Saturday, September 13th. That's the following Saturday, off in the distance a little bit more. Where's the streaming coverage for folks that, want to tune in? Where's this thing going to be where they can hit some buttons and get to watch?
Yeah, so you can tune in to tracktv.com, and that's a proprietary service for the ASA Stars National Tour, but you also get all of the ASA-branded tours. So that's the ASA CRA Super Series, the ASA Southern Super Series, the ASA Midwest Tour, and a bunch of other events promoted by Track Enterprises as well. So hundreds and hundreds of races throughout the course of the year. A lot of the biggest pavement short track late model races in the country will be on that service. And it's going to be myself patrolling down on pit road in two of the absolute best in the short track world, in Jim Trado and Adam Mackey, up in the booth. And everyone knows Jim from all of the years he was with FS1 covering, the Arca Menard series. And even way back in the day, I tease him a little bit, Jim, some of these days were 30 years ago, man. Yeah. But the old ASA AC Delco Challenge Series broadcasts on TNN with he and Ralph Shaheen and Adam
Mackey. Yeah, absolutely. Adam Mackey has this anchor still on him that he had to do the Snowball Derby in 2015 in the booth with me. So,
Oh boy. That had to have been miserable. Lenny.
Yeah.
He is just so good. I have the pleasure of doing the World Series with him at New Smyrna every February. And he is just so good. Yeah. And, I'm like you said, I'm the anchor on that show right there down on pit road, but we have a good time and they live and breathe this stuff, and it's going to be a good show, and I hope everybody can tune in.
We're chatting with Charles Krall, the pit reporter for the ASA series, the CorvetteParts.net Glass City 200 at Toledo Speedway, coming up Saturday, September 13th. You can get the streaming coverage, or you can go off to Toledo. But before we get to that, I want to remind you, Profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So Toledo, I know Mud Hens. I know the guy from the MASH show that was always from Toledo. Why should I go to Toledo a little early to have some fun there?
you know, obviously the Clinger, you know, the Clinger connection there. He did wear that Mud Hens hat in just about every episode of MASH. And, you know, he was a big fan of Tony Paco's restaurant. And if you like chili dogs, it's a good stop. But I'll tell you what, if you were to come in a day or two early, we're right here on the shores of Lake Erie. You know, if you like the outdoors, you could go do a fishing charter out on the lake. You know, there are just miles and miles and miles of walking trails and bike trails up here. Great golf courses. If you're looking for a little culture, we have one of the top art museums in the country. You wouldn't think so in a little tiny city like Toledo. I mean, we're not Chicago, we're not New York, you know, we're not Charlotte, you know, but we do. We have a world-class art museum here. If you want to bring your kids, we've got one of perhaps the best zoo in the entire country. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal zoo with you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of animals.
And an amazing racetrack, Toledo Speedway.
And an amazing racetrack, that's right.
Charles Crawl.
I'll tell you what, Lynn.
Hold on a second. Charles Crawl on the profabrication.com hotline. He's the pit reporter for the September 13th ASA CorvetteParts.net Glass City 200 at Toledo Speedway. Going to be an amazing race. Cole Butcher, Carson Brown, Gavin Boschel, Dawson Sutton, they're all coming there. Remind us where we can follow you, where we can get the streaming and the series. We've got about 30 seconds.
All right, you can follow me at Chaz Crawl on X, formerly known as Twitter. Follow the ASA series at Race with Stars. And follow Toledo Speedway at Toledo Speedway. And I'll tell you what, Lenny, it is always good to hear from you. And we hopefully we'll see you up here at Toledo Speedway sometime in the very near future.
Love to get up there and see the museum, get some that great food up there, maybe grab a Mud Hens hat and honor a Clinger, but definitely get out to Toledo Speedway for the ASA CorvetteParts.net Glass City 200, Saturday, September 13th. Charles Crawl, pit reporter for the ASA on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Grab a friend and pack the cooler. Saturday Night Racing returns to North Wilkesboro Speedway October 18th for the Z-Max Cars Tour Championship. See rising stars like Keelan Harvick compete against short track racing's best in season finals for Pro late model stock, and the Smart Modified Tour. Party down North Wilkesboro style with the Z-Max Cars Tour Saturday, October 18th. For tickets, visit NorthWilkesboroSpeedway.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
You've only got so many weekends. Spend one doing something nobody saw coming. Is it a party, a festival, a race? It's all of that, and all at once. Concerts, tailgating, unbelievable action, 100 reasons to say this is actually awesome. It's fast, it's wild. It's the cutoff race in NASCAR's playoffs, the Wild Card Weekend. The Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 5th. Get tickets at charlottemotorspeedway.com.
Cookout, always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the editor from MotorsportsReport.net, Richard Allen. And hey, Richard, welcome back to the show. And I figured with the dirt late model world converging, on the weekend at Eldora for the World 100, such a prestigious event, if we'd kind of look back at the summer, kind of look at some of the drivers that may or may not be hot by the time they get to Earl's Place there in Ohio, and be able to, you know, just kind of get a read on the biz. Can we start with the Lucas series to start out? Thornton and Jonathan Davenport and that whole gang over there. What's been cooking that they've got going on?
Well, you kind of, first of all, thanks for having me on, Lenny, but you kind of summed it up right there with by mentioning the names Ricky Thornton Jr. and Jonathan Davenport. Over the last few weeks of the summer, those two guys have really emerged as the top players with that series. The last couple of races have been won by Thornton, and then Davenport won the couple before that. So they've been kind of at the top of the point standings for quite a while. Davenport led going into Port Royal, which is the last one of the last races that they had. And then Thornton was able to take the point lead from him. Of course, in Lucas, what you have to really keep an eye on is they have that playoff that starts after the Knoxville Nationals, which will come up in September. So you want to be in the top four, because the top four will be reset, minus they get points for having won races leading into that. But essentially four guys playing for the whole bag of marbles. And right now it looks like that's going to be Thornton, Davenport, Hudson O'Neill, and most likely Devin Moran. They'll be racing for a championship.
That'd be pretty good for the Lucas Oil Series. We're chatting with MotorsportsReport.net editor Richard Allen about all things dirt late model. He's on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So the four seemingly set up there, but how about some other faces in the crowd, if you will, rookies, maybe somebody with an outstanding performance? What is your look back on the Lucas series from the summer? Maybe one or two names.
Well, one guy that he's not necessarily a rookie, but has really started to break through winning races, winning features, is Garrett Albertson. He won a $15,000 race in Iowa at 34 Raceway. He won one of the preliminary races at Florence as leading into the North-South 100. So he's really emerged as that, you know, those four guys that I mentioned earlier. Then you throw in there like a Brandon Overton and Garrett Albertson. He's really emerged as one of those guys that going into any event, you know, he's got a shot. He always qualifies very well, runs well in the heat races. So that would be a guy who you always got to keep an eye on coming in that might not have, at the beginning of the season or a year ago, might not have been somebody that you mentioned every time.
One of those guys that you want to get a t-shirt now so you could say you had one when he does win. Garrett Albertson,
yeah, that's right.
One of those names that our guest, Richard Allen from MotorsportsReport.net, is chatting with us about in the dirt late model world. MotorsportsReport.net, always on top of things. And I know you've been following all the ups, downs, and everything else in the world of Outlaws late model series. Is it the Bobby and Nick show over there?
Oh yeah, that Bobby Pierce he's just a juggernaut when it comes to piling up feature wins and all that. And I wrote something back earlier at the beginning of the summer that the real challenge for Ryan Gustin and Nick Hoffman was just to try and keep pace through the summer and hope, you know, that somehow you catch a break along the way. And Hoffman certainly has done that. He stayed within striking distance. If some disaster was to befall Pierce, you know, he could really make up a lot of ground. But whenever there's any big race coming up, you know, I know we got the World 100 coming up here pretty soon. You've always got to mention Bobby Pierce. You know, he crossed over to a Lucas Oil race, the North-South 100, and won that recently. And as I said, he just keeps piling up those feature wins, especially when you get up on those black dirt tracks up in the Midwest. That's where he really shines. So it's going to be difficult for anybody to track him down just because of just how good he is. And even if you do catch a break and something happens to him one night, he's going to come back and, you know, win the next night or finish at least on the podium.
He sure is good. And like the saying says, drink till you're a Pierce fan. There's a lot of folks out there having to take some big sips because Bobby's getting it done. We're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline with motorsportsreport.net editor Richard Allen about all things dirt late model. You mentioned the Reaper Ryan Gustin as another name that's in the world of outlaws late models. Anybody else, young, resurgent, anything else that we should watch on the Woo side?
Well, one of the younger guys, Drake Troutman, he's had his moments throughout the year. So he's somebody that would certainly want to keep an eye on that could possibly come up and make some waves. And, of course, you've always got the steady regulars. You got Tim McCready and Dennis Erb Jr. who can step up. And those two guys, you know, they're legends of the sport. They've been around for a long time. And start off at the beginning of the year, they had their struggles, but here over the summer, they've really started to emerge and run well and post some really solid finishes. So those are two guys. They're certainly not rookies, but those are two guys to always keep an eye on.
Dirt late model racing, fantastic. If you haven't already found it, you need to, and you need to follow motorsportsreport.net. And that place's editor, Richard Allen, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Got about 30 seconds. Give us the buzz on motorsportsreport.net.
Well, we're just always here to cover whatever form of motorsports. We do a lot of dirt track stuff, whether it be the late model side or the sprint car side. And we also do some NASCAR stuff. When I say we, it's a joint effort between myself and my two sons, Austin Allen and Cody Allen, who contribute some as well. So we're really enjoying it. We're loving life as racing reporters.
Fine young journalists, all three of them, with the younger being mainly the other two, but Dad Richard Allen, the editor, does a great job. Motorsportsreport.net, appreciate you joining us, Richard, on the profabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout. We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere by downloading the PRN mobile app? You can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. There is plenty of grassroots racing still left all across the country. Get out and support grassroots racing. Cheer those teams on. Cheer the drivers on. Have a great time. Grassroots racing still going on? Get out there and see some. thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, Fresh Shakes, Burgers, and Barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.